You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. 9 years and counting. Here we go. Welcome to the Political Cesspool radio program. It's Saturday, November 2nd. We spent all last week celebrating our nine-year run. It was 9 years to the day last Saturday, October 26th, that we first went on the air. We spent the entire 3 hours in complete full-on party mode. Tonight, however, our noses are going to be firmly pressed up against that proverbial grindstone. It's back to work tonight, business as usual in the political cesspool. Well, almost business as usual. Keith Alexander never misses a show. I think he is in studio probably a couple of weeks more than me on average each year. I might miss three or four shows a year. Keith misses less than that. It just so happens that Keith is out tonight for the second time in 3 weeks, unexpectedly. He is attending to family business and called in at the last second with his regrets, but he will be back next week. Don't worry. But James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller are in studio tonight, as is Winston Smith, who is joining us via telephone. And you know, listen, as manager of this team, I had to go deep into the bench and pull Winston up. Hey, Winston, you're not just in for garbage time tonight, brother. You're on the starting team. How do you feel about that?
Garbage time. Oh boy, is that what I've been doing?
No. All kidding aside, you know, the honest truth about it is, folks, of course, I'm very blessed to have an all-star staple of talent with Eddie and Keith, and of course Winston. Winston not able to be on each week as Eddie and Winston usually are, as Eddie and Keith usually are, because of his medical ailments. But anytime Keith, they're so interchangeable, I can't even get their names straight. Anytime Winston is on, the show is always better for it. And Winston, I'm excited you're going to be on for the first 2 hours tonight as we get back, as I said, to business as usual and cover a variety of stories that have piled up in the wake of last week's celebration. We've got 2 weeks worth of news to cover in a single session tonight, so I hope you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready for it, James. I've been looking forward to it. You were asking me to fill in for Keith. Not that anybody can fill in for Keith. He's one of a kind. I like to call him the political cesspool intellectual great white shark. And nobody's ever going to be able to fill in for Keith. But I'm glad to be here nonetheless.
Well, we're glad to have you, brother, and we certainly are. Eddie Miller will be backing us up the first 2 hours. Then Eddie and I will have it to ourselves the third and final. Folks, I want to first spend a little bit of time before we get into the meat of the show tonight. And as I said, it's going to be a busy show. We didn't get a chance in last week's anniversary special to read some of the listener correspondence that has come in. So we're going to read a sampling of the emails and letters we've received here for a few minutes. And Winston, I want you to pay close attention to the points of origins from which these letters arrive. And it just goes to show you the growing and diverse sampling of our audience. And I mean that in the best possible way. Let's get quickly to the mail and then we're gonna get to work. Greetings from Australia. I've been listening to the greatest radio show in the United States for over 4 years now. I would be lost without the political cesspool. You guys are a shining light in the darkness that is the mainstream media. I attend church every Sunday morning here in Australia, and by the time church has finished, the latest show is ready to download. I have not missed a show in 4 years, and I listen to the program with my wife and 12-year-old son after lunch each Sunday. Keep up the amazing work. God bless you, your brother in Christ, Simon. And, of course, Winston, that comes from Australia. From Italy. Happy birthday from Italy, the political cesspool. Please keep them coming. We also, Winston received mail this week from France, Belgium, Panama, Switzerland, Germany, Canada, and Brazil. That's just a week.
James, that's amazing. We're really an international show. Who would have thought it?
Well, I tell you, 9 years ago, no one would have, but as the time has progressed, it has become certainly the norm. And, of course, people from all over the country continue to write as well. A listener took the time to say, happy birthday. Can't believe it's been 9 years. I've been listening for only three. Don't know my favorite show, but I would say anyone that Pat Buchanan has been on, Craig Boddicker, and, of course, any of Bill Roland's programs. The awesome rants that he would deliver were pretty darn good. Of course, again, filling in the lurch that has been left by the absence of Bill Roland is something, too, Winston, that none of us can do. But we soldier on nonetheless, and I still believe that thanks to the foundation that Bill helped us build here, our brightest days are still ahead. Glory to God, another listener writes, glory to God on our birthday. Happy birthday, Political Cesspool. Best to James, Keith, Eddie, Winston, and remembering Bill Roland. And he goes on to talk about the series that Bill Roland conducted with Dr. Tom Sell out of St. Louis. Bill did that last year, not long before his passing. Another listener writes, happy birthday, Political Cesspool. You guys seem to be real down to earth. Seriously, my favorite show is the one with Lieutenant Godfrey Dulias, who survived the Russian POW camps.
Uh-huh.
She goes on to say, I like how all of the hosts, this was a woman writing in, I like how all of the hosts have their own distinct personalities. Keith is straight to the point, just the facts. James is easy to relate to and laid back. Winston has the witty humor, and Eddie is the lovable, passionate, and sincere grandpa of the program. So it just goes to show, Winston, that not only are we impacting the lives of our listeners, but they get to know us. We do have that familial bond, and they pick up on our personalities, and the way we convey and present ourselves to them is not lost upon them. That cannot be discounted as we continue to work on their behalf.
Oh, it can't be, James. Another thing that struck me was the spirituality of our listeners. They seem they are solid Christians. They give glory where it should be given. That goes straight to the throne of God. And Stephanie just told me to say hi to Eddie. Stephanie says hi. There you go.
If anyone doesn't know, Stephanie, of course, is the courtroom transcriptionist who helps Winston overcome the loss of his hearing by typing to him what is being said in real time in a chat room. Winston is able to respond, and that is how Winston is available to be on the show. Everybody loves Eddie, though. I mean, we better just take a break and let Eddie say hello real quick before we get back to the mail and then back down to business.
Yes. Well, hello back to you, Stephanie. Unfortunately, I'm no stranger to the courtroom. I've been dragged into the courtroom several times by a little organization called the IRS. And my courtroom manners have, are lacking because somehow they've taken offense to me not backing down, and they've been on me forever. So thank you very much for that hello. And I'd like to also say hello to my dear younger brother in arms, Winston, who I miss very much. I think about the days we spent out in what I like to term the bean field out in around Millington, Tennessee. We spent many a happy day out there. Matter of fact, I still have the pipe that Winston gave me on one of our last tours of duty out there.
That the bean field is what we affectionately refer to as our first studio before our operations moved to the newer studio. But we got to take a break, though. We got to take a break, and we're going to come back with more listener mail and then a lot of news. Stay tuned, folks.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. That number again, 801-216-4816.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, we're back, everybody. And as I said, we typically, at least for the last several months, have been opening up each show during the first segment with a reading of just a minuscule sampling of listener mail that has come through in the preceding week. We didn't do that last week, so we're spending the first segment tonight and a little bit into this segment catching up on some listener mail and sharing with the audience that which the audience is saying to us, letting you hear from one another before we sink our teeth into really a lot of items. We're going to have a rapid-fire segment tonight and cover a lot of news, but it's just so rewarding to see how this show continues to grow and continue to evolve and how we're reaching people and touching people all over the world and having a positive influence and impact on so many of our kinfolk. Another letter that came in this week. Hello, James. Wanted to say that I'm a big fan of yours and your staff. I really admire the courage, wisdom, and love. Key word there, love, that you have for our people in these dark days. I was wondering a few things, however. Why have you not pursued an internet television news forum for your show, like how the communist Young Turks do on YouTube? I have recently decided to purchase a high-end computer in order to make videos on the internet because I don't think our cause is getting enough exposure on the internet in a professional manner. Our time is running out. We have to step forward in order to succeed. God bless you, Andre. And Andre, you're exactly right. We need to continue to look for ways to improve our brand, and having a more prominent presence on the internet via video is something that we have long had in mind to complement our work here, obviously, on the mainstream airwaves. So stay tuned for that. Now, Winston, there is a gentleman named Fred who is writing in for the first time. He sent four emails via our website to each of the Political Cesspool hosts, and he writes, "Greetings, James. You are the Political Cesspool. Providence could not have picked a better host. Your down-home wit and savvy intellect makes the show." Amen. I think Fred is exactly right on that. I mean, when he hits the nail on the head, he drives it straight, as Keith would say. But no, Fred, I appreciate you saying that, honestly. And it's really all about timing, as we talked about in last week's show. If the opportunity to host this show had come to me prior to 2004, I wouldn't have been ready. If it had come to me after 2004, I wouldn't have had the chance. I would have been married and settled down, all in God's good timing. He writes to Keith, "I'm glad that you mentioned Brown versus Board from time to time. I think it's important that the American people are not only made aware of it, but of the destructive nature of Brown versus Board." He writes to Eddie, "Although I have never required the services of combat medics, I can still hear the screams of those who did. On the battlefield in Vietnam, I developed a deep respect for combat medics. Welcome home, brother." And that was written to you, Eddie, and I know you wrote back. Even writes one to Bill Rowland. Fred writes to Bill Rowland, "We know neither the day nor the hour that the Lord calleth, but when the day comes, maybe once again benefit from your wise counsel." You know, Winston, so touching. I tell you, the relationship, it's really a love affair that we have with our audience. And I think I play it up not to fawn our audience, but it's the truth. And you just can't say enough about them.
James, when I used to go out on speaking engagements on behalf of the political cesspool and, you know, accepting speaking engagement requests, it was like that everywhere I went. The audience loves us as if we are part of their family. I can't tell you how many times I heard comments like, it's like you're at our dinner table. You talk about the things we talk about in our living rooms. Our audience is our family, and I think we have a pretty good family. Like the, you know, not long ago you heard various political officials refer to, quote, the federal family, unquote. And I'll tell you, if I were given a choice between, you know, hanging with the federal family or the Manson family, I'm taking the Manson family.
Well, I'll tell you, Winston, thankfully we don't have to trade down or settle when it comes to our family and our extended family, which is the listening audience. Because they're second to none, and we're proud to claim them and so happy that they claim us. I had a gentleman in France. I don't even know if I included France in the list of countries from which we received mail in the last week as I was rattling off the list. But a listener in France actually asked for an autographed picture, and I'm going to be happy to accommodate him. He writes from France, wants to send all of us on the staff his deepest respect and support. For all that we do and for the beautiful ideas for which we advocate. Now, I love how our audience describes our work as loving, as beautiful, because that's really what it is. You know, to love one's people and to want to see the folkways of our ancestors preserved and advanced. You know, that's what it's all about. We hate no one, but we don't love anyone as much as we love our own family. And I think that's just the most natural way that anyone could feel. I'm just going to read two more quick snail mail letters that came in, and then we're going to get to work tonight. As Eddie is my witness here in the studio, I'm reading this from a little piece of yellow legal pad, and it comes from a listener in Vermont. So, you know, we have a big base here in Memphis where we have our flagship station. Actually, two radio stations here in Memphis play the political cesspool. So in Memphis and across the South, you know, we're well established. But you know, around the country and around the world, we have a presence. And this comes from a listener in Vermont, Winston. He writes, "Greetings, my political cesspool friends. It is my great honor to wish a very happy birthday to the voice of my political consciousness. It has always been my great pleasure to donate what I can to the show. I have to admit, I was over the moon last week to hear of your fundraising promotion in honor of the show's birthday," which was, of course, the slate from Jefferson Davis's home. "President Davis," the listener writes, "has always been a real inspirational hero to me, and his home will always hold a special place in my heart as the site of my political awakening. Thank you, and God bless you, gentlemen, for fighting for our heritage." And that comes from Matt in Vermont, and Matt's going to receive a piece of the Beauvoir slate next week when they go out. I got this letter, short and sweet. He sent a small contribution to our work this week, and he writes, "Please accept this small donation in support of your work. Thanks for providing a valuable counterpoint to all the BS that's dumped on us 24/7, except he didn't write BS, he wrote the whole word. Hey, that's right to the point. We do provide that counterpoint to all of that, which is dumped on our people 24/7 everywhere else. And then finally, Winston, and then we're going to get down to it. From Arkansas, Brian, one of our most loyal contributors and supporters, writes, "I hope all is well. I wish you and the whole staff a happy birthday. The show has made a huge difference in making my voice heard." He said it all, and that's what we're here for, right, Winston?
Oh, he's absolutely right, James. This is look, folks, this is our pleasure. Nobody, no political cesspool staff member makes a dime off of this effort. We do this because we want to do it. We love to do it. And we love the audience for whom we do it. We don't get tired of it. It's not really that much of an effort for us. Myself, I love doing research into the things that the show discusses and supports and rejects. But you're right, James. This is a love affair with our audience, and they're not really our audience. They're just our extended family members.
You're right. Well said, Winston. And to that end, as promised, we are going to get down to business now for the first time in a week in 30 minutes. We're going to start covering the news again. But folks, you're probably asking yourself, well, James, you're cherry picking these emails and these letters. What about all the hate mail you receive? Believe it or not, we don't receive any. Every now and then we will get a death threat. But as far as the typical mail goes, that's typical. That is a fair sampling. People don't disagree with us in the real world. You know, 100% of the media is diametrically opposed to Christianity, to Western civilization. But in the real world, where the real people live, middle America, red state America, this is how the people believe, and we serve as their voice. Our audience is growing. This show is growing because people believe, people support, people agree. We don't get hate mail. People don't disagree with us. Not the ones that count. We'll be back, and then we're going to get down to business. I promise you, folks, we got a lot of news to cover. Winston and Eddie are going to help me do it. Stay tuned.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips.
There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, welcome back, everybody, and thank you for indulging us as we spent two segments tonight reading the mail to make up for last week's show, in which we didn't spend any time. We typically spend at least one segment doing that. James Edwards, Winston Smith joining us via telephone, and Eddie the Bombardier Miller in studio tonight. A lot of news to cover. Eddie, I know you wanted to comment on one email that we didn't get to, and that was from a listener who offered money to send you on a mission trip. His name was Fritz. And Fritz sent $50 in via the website to help send you to South Africa on a mission trip, because I know you were talking a couple of weeks ago about all the mission trips that your church is commissioning, none of which are going to a place like that. So a quick comment, and then we got to get back to Winston with the news.
Well, hello there, Fritz. It's funny you sent that in, because we were thinking on the same wavelength. I've been in my church going on 5 years, and the first year I was there, I wasn't there for long at all, and we had a big fundraiser for the Gracious Spaniards, which translated means illegal aliens. And since then, we've had Hurricane Katrina, we've had Hurricane Sandy. The state of Oklahoma has been obliterated. I think it was declared a disaster area by the Obama administration. And since I've been there, we've had fundraisers for the Spaniards, fundraisers. This will be the second year in a row we've had fundraisers for Christmas in India. We sent missionaries to Kenya. But since I've been there, not one word has been mentioned for the Hurricane Katrina or Hurricane Sandy or, you know, the tornado victims in Oklahoma. And also, the administrator for my school, Fritz, lives about 12 miles from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, it's the only type of hospital of its kind in the world. I work for it, the political cesspool. We support St. Jude Hospital. I run marathons to raise money for it. But here's the thing. They just sent new envelopes out for us to put money in for Christmas in India. What I'm going to do, I'm putting a check for unspecified amount in there, and I'm going to put on my check, I want that to go to Hurricane Sandy relief, and I'm going to put it in the envelope for Christmas in India, and I'm going to write a short note explaining to them that since I've been in the church going on 5 years, I've never heard not one word of sympathy for the Americans here who've undergone untold tragedies. So that's going to be my part. And I'm going to enlist each tragedy we've had in 5 years. Not one word, not one stinking word. And also, Chris, I sent letters to most of the people in my church to try to get money for St. Jude. I've got $30. And that's a congregation of about 200 people, but they send thousands to Kenya. And that really muddies my creek, fella.
Well, we're going to be talking more with Eddie in the third hour about his outreach. But as promised now, it's been hard to transition back into a workman-like state, into a business-like approach after last week's celebration. But here we go. All right, Winston, try to stick with me for this one. If you haven't been to our website this week, you might not have heard about this. But in California, Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law a bill that mandates that California insurance companies offer infertility insurance to homosexual couples. Now, I know here in the political cesspool, I'm surrounded by bigots and homophobes like you and Eddie and Keith. And y'all probably are so bigoted that you thought that two sodomites couldn't get one another pregnant.
That's right.
But that's not to say that they can't receive infertility treatment or infertility insurance. Excuse me. Here's the story, and then I'll let y'all try to make sense of it, because I sure as hell can't. Out of Sacramento, the governor of California has signed into law a bill that mandates insurance companies in the state provide coverage for infertility treatments for homosexuals.
As previously reported, AB 460 was proposed by Assemblyman Tom Amanio of San Francisco, whose partner, quote-unquote, died of AIDS in 1994. He asserts that some insurance companies are discriminating by denying coverage to homosexuals because they did not have an opposite-sex married partner in which to conceive with. Now, again, only bigots would believe that it takes a man and a woman to conceive, but everybody in today's politically correct society knows that two homosexuals can have children too, and if they have problems, there's going to be insurance to cover that. Reproductive medicine is for everybody's benefit. To restrict fertility coverage to homosexual married couples violates non-discrimination laws. I wrote this bill to correct that. Hey, you know, I know everybody now is thinking that I'm either playing a joke on you, pulling your leg, or this is like an emperor has no clothes type of thing. But no, this is serious, folks. This is serious, according at least to the news. Coverage for the treatment of infertility shall be offered and provided without discrimination on the basis of age, ancestry, color, disability, domestic partner status, gender expression, see that covers men that pretend to be women and vice versa, gender identity, genetic information, marital status, national origin, race, religion, sex, or sexual orientation, the new law states. Hard to believe that two homosexuals can't get pregnant. I never saw that one coming, Winston, but thankfully we have insurance now that will cover that. All sarcasm aside, oh, I mean, seriously, folks, this is satanic insanity.
Exactly right.
That's what it is. And it's being manifested by liberal wackos like California Governor Jerry Brown. It's one of the many reasons God's no longer going to bless America. But Winston, did you ever see the day coming when homosexual couples would receive infertility insurance?
James, no, I didn't. Like you, this is one of those things that you just kind of stand back and you scratch your head and your jaw drops open and you say, this can't be for real. This has got to be a hoax. This has got to be something from The Onion. But no, there it is in black and white. For some reason, they've just now decided that sodomites are entitled to infertility treatment. Of course, it comes in the same week that the American Psychological Association has decided that pedophilia is no longer a mental illness, but is now a sexual orientation. But the sexual issues, the gender issues that this country faces, they get more and more ridiculous. Gays and lesbians not being able to have children, and you're going to get treatment for it? What are you going to do? What is the treatment for that, James? A turkey baster or, you know, what?
I mean, this article doesn't clarify. I mean, you would have to think if you were getting real serious that this has to do with perhaps homosexual men that are donating their sperm or homosexual women that are receiving some sort of a fertilization that she can't get from her female partner, quote unquote. But the article doesn't state that. So as far as it goes, I mean, who the hell knows? But this has been passed into law now. Yet they never state the grisly details of something like that. They always just want it to appear as cool and hip and trendy and progressive, quote unquote. But it's sick. It's madness. It's degeneracy. It's satanic. It should be scorned. The fact that this was had to be passed into law meant that there was no dissenting. I mean, the Senate and the House of Representatives of California had to agree that this made sense. It makes no sense. Eddie the Bombardier Miller wants to chime in, but first we're going to go to Jeff in Missouri. Jeff in Missouri has some scriptural references for this very topic. Jeff, take it away.
Okay. I'm going to read two or three verses from Romans that's applicable to this. God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change a natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, all the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And I think what this is really, what they're doing is they just do anything to make it look like this is normal.
Jeff, you have nailed it. This is Eddie the Bombardier Miller here. You have nailed it. Matter of fact, Romans is one of my very favorite books. I believe that book has been outlawed in Canada as like a hate book. But you're exactly right. Jeff, what we're seeing here, and I know you know from what you just read, Satan has never given up. He's never given up the attack on Christianity. This country here started as a Christian nation by Christians for Christians. So what we're seeing here, and you know, this goes back to a week or so ago when we were talking about the United States Army talking about the Christian, evangelical Christians and Catholics were hate mongers in a hate group. This here, what we're seeing, Jeff, as you well know, is an all-out frontal attack on Christianity. They're making whatever is good, they're declaring bad. Whatever is bad, they're declaring good. And James got it right. This is absolutely sick and disgusting. But we got to go to a break, folks.
Stay tuned, everybody. James Winston and Eddie back with you in a flash.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze-Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, well, last week was the birthday party, but we're having another, I guess, a stag party right now on the air. I got Bombardier Eddie Miller here in the studio, Winston Smith, via telephone and Peter Scoop Stanton via telephone, which means that all but one of the political cesspool staff that served in the United States Armed Forces is on the line right now in some shape or form. We're only missing the chief, the Navy chief, Art Frith, our producer. And to that end, Scoop Stanton has sent me a story this week that I'm sure Eddie and Winston will like to offer their commentary on. Obama wants the Marines to change what their covers look like. And for those who are part of the military knows that cover means hats, in other words. But I suppose it's fitting, though, for a fighting force made up of a healthy dose of women and homosexuals to now dress the part. So, Scoop, tell us what this story is all about, and then we'll let your fellow servicemen, Eddie and Winston, comment. They're not hearing Scoop very good. Okay, hang on.
Can you hear me?
Okay, go, Scoop. You're good.
Okay, good evening, Cesspool family, once again. I came across this article via the New York Post about the Marine Corps covers. In their Class A uniforms, they have a cover called the Dandy Dan, named after a Medal of Honor winner from Long Island, New York. Well, the Obama administration is spending $8 million to have a unisex cover for both male and female Marines. Now, downrange, these Marines, soldiers, airmen, and sailors always need tools, parts, equipment to get the job done. But, of course, they're passed around the hat, just like the political cesspool, to get the mission accomplished. But Obama feels that the Marine Corps need a unisex cover. Personally, I think, A, Obama hates the military. B, I think Obama fears the masculinity, the testosterone that male Marines carry. And therefore, he wants to insult them and make them look as ridiculous as possible. Back to you in the studio.
Well, the Scoop, you sent us this story, and I'm reading directly from the article from the New York Post right now. It says, thanks to a plan by President Obama to create a unisex look for the Corps, officials are on the verge of swapping out the Marines' iconic caps, known as covers, with a new version that some have derided as so girly that it would make the French blush. We don't have enough funding to buy bullets, but the DOD is pushing to spend $8 million on covers so that they will look like women's hats, said one senior Marine source to the Post. The Marines deserve better. It makes us look ridiculous. The thin new covers have a feminine line that some officials think would make them look just as good on female Marines as on males, in keeping with the Obama directive. The Marine Corps has been encouraged by the Department of Defense to standardize a unisex dress and service cap. Of course, none of the Marines are on board with this, but this is straight from the Obama administration via the DOD. You know, all of this, I think, gentlemen, is to lower the morale of our servicemen, to just lower the morale. You already have a Corps now eaten up with homosexuals and, you know, women. First, Winston, first of all, what do you make of this story? Then we'll toss it over to Eddie.
James, this is part and parcel of the downgrading of our military forces. This is, like one person said, with all of the issues confronting the U.S. military right now, the pay is low, they don't have money for parts, things are falling apart, and still, it's in pretty good shape. You know, I have to confess that I do some work with the military, and they're a good bunch of men and women.
Sure.
But with all the problems confronting this country, why are we dealing with something like this? You know, Obama just recently, I think it was last week, ordered the U.S. Navy SEALs to remove the Gadsden flag patch from their uniforms. Now, this guy has got scandal after scandal after scandal plaguing his administration. And his priority is a hat and a patch. Where does this guy get his priorities from? Does he ask a magic eight ball what he's going to deal with today? Or does he just need something to distract the American people? The hat of the Marine Corps and a patch worn by the Navy SEALs. That is his consuming issue right now. This guy is so out of touch. I don't know what he does to decide what he's going to deal with. But these are two issues that don't even need to be discussed. By the way, James, the people who were tasked with voting on this change for this Marine Corps cover, they overwhelmingly rejected it. But I predict that it will eventually go through anyhow because, you know, Obama, he's a megalomaniac, and his main goal is to prove that he is powerful, and he will force it upon them anyhow.
Winston, I'm so glad to hear your response to that. Eddie the Bombardier Miller, name a little bit of a misnomer. He's called the Bombardier because of his bombastic tendencies and his red-blooded passion, but he was actually a combat medic in Vietnam, in the Army. Scoop Stanton and you were both served in the Navy, but Bombardier Eddie, your thoughts on what's going on here in this story?
Well, you know, first of all, we said once before that my younger brother in arms, Winston, is the one that gave me my name that I'm very proud of. I agree with you, Winston. Here's my take on it. First of all, like Sam said, Obama just hates and despises the United States military. Everything to do with the United States, he hates. Also, he's trying to turn the United States military into a big sodomy playground. And he's, you know, if you're well aware, I've lost count how many flag-ranked officers, how many generals officers have been driven out of the military in the past year since Obama's, you know, been on the rampage because they will not follow through with these insane anti-constitutional directives. And so when they won't go along with this law-breaking rampage, he sacks them. Well, what he's wanting to do, he's wanting to further sodomize United States military. I think it's a ploy also just to throw poop in the United States military's face. I think he knows that if he keeps pushing, especially the Marines, full of testosterone, like Scoop said, these people are going to, there's going to be a rush. People are going to get trampled at the exit gates as soon as their enlistment is up. They're getting out of the Marines and the Navy because they're not going to put up with this crap. And that's exactly what Obama wants. He wants to emerge us into a one-world order with a one-world military. And I'd like to know what Obama's answer is going to be if he wants a bunch of sodomites and a bunch of lesbos in the Navy. When I see where the Chinese Navy has just put forth new submarine, a nuclear power submarine with capable of taking out the United States, and an aircraft carrier in the waters off of Hawaii, dumping their nose in the United States. What kind of sailors and Marines do you want in the United States Navy when you got the Chinese coming up, you know, taking sun baths on the shores of your Hawaii, for God's sakes? I mean, the guy's he's not insane. He's criminally insane. He wants to destroy the military. And he wants to get all the good guys out of the military, turning it to a big Sodom and Gomorrah. That's my opinion.
Well, let me say this. We got to toss it back to Scoop. Art Frith, the other member of the CESPOL staff who has served honorably in our armed forces, just emailed me and said there's no way, capital letters, any Marine I know would ever, capital letters, put on this proposed new cover by Obama for the Marines. And, you know, Winston, it begs the question. You see when I was filming for a television show last month in Nashville that's going to be airing in a few weeks, there was a group of soldiers that came out near our filming location. There was two white men in the little squad there, one black man, and then about 11 women. And they were all wearing their fatigues. They were all dressed, you know, in uniform. Three men, about 11 women. You know, the United States had better pray that it never again has to fight a real war. Just think, Winston, how things would have turned out if that squad had to fight at Gettysburg or at Shiloh. How long do you think an army of women and homosexuals are going to last in a real war? Things would have turned out quite differently if America had been as progressed in 1863 as it is now.
James, you're absolutely right. The feminization and the sissification of the U.S. military is just one more thing over which Obama needs to be impeached. He cares not one whit for the fighting capabilities of our military. He cares everything about being able to exercise control and power over them. He likes being the commander-in-chief. even though he knows nothing of the military. He has no military experience whatsoever. This guy, what can you say, James? Obama just hates the military. He wants a weak, he wants a militarily weak America.
Well, Winston, we got to toss it back to Scoop. This is actually his segment, and his fellow servicemen have taken it for granted. But it's something I wanted to share with the with you all. Scoop, a final word on this from you, a fellow member of the armed forces, former.
Okay, real quick. The next Civil War will not be black versus white. The next Civil War here in the U.S. will be veteran versus police.
Ah, interesting. Anyway, Eddie's pounding the table. Why do you believe that, Scoop?
Because if you look on, see what happened here in D.C. a while ago, like last week or 2 weeks ago, you had a bunch of veterans are just fed up with the way things are going, and D.C.'s finest had to come out with hats and bass to keep these middle-aged rabble-rousers in control.
Well, Scoop, that being said, we'll look forward to your contributions next week. Everybody else, me, Winston, and Eddie are back with you in the second hour. Stay tuned for that. God bless you, Scoop. Thank you, brother.